Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Hutchinson. As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our features this week cover a Norwich project to help street sleepers and, in total contrast, a three-legged dog. But first, here's information desk.
There are five notices for you from the desk today. But firstly, thank you, Mrs. Dennis, for the stamps you sent in recently. And secondly, we hope that you've all been outside enjoying this lovely hot weather. Now we need some rain for our parched gardens and parks.
On Sunday, the 5th of August, Mark Smith and a number of other blind and visually impaired runners are taking part in the Norwich 10K run, and they would really appreciate your support. They're raising funds for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Mark Smith's sponsorship page is on https://uk.virginmoneygiving.com/MarkSmith213. And Mark thanks you for your support.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Ribs of Beef outside their premises at 24 Wensum Street, Norwich, for a total of 4 tables and 8 chairs. And this will take place from Monday to Sunday from 12 a.m. to midnight. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concern relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 3rd of August. His phone number is 01603 212 761 or email licensing@norfolk.gov.uk.
If you would like to have a go at basket weaving, painting, making sculptures, working with textiles, clay or papier-mâché, then why not come along to the NNAB's Arts and Crafts sessions? These are held at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Norwich on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Sessions cost £3. If you are interested, please ring Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, why not come along and join singers Rachel and Daryl at an informal acoustic music group held on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on Monday the 13th of August and it runs from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers at any level are welcome. The admission is £3 and that includes refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558, or you can email Mark on marksmith@nnab.org.uk. And now on to the local news.
On the food front, there was good and bad news this week. A gourmet restaurant has received only 1 star in its latest food hygiene rating. Norfolk has lost almost 1/5 of its pubs in the last 9 years. But if you can still find an open pub, you can try one of the 2 new seasonal beers that have just been launched by Woodford's Brewery.
A gourmet restaurant in Norwich has blamed a poor inspection result on record keeping after receiving 1 star in its latest food hygiene rating. The Last Wine Bar on St George's Street was given the 2nd lowest rating available when inspected by Norwich City Council in June. Despite inspectors praising the food hygiene standards of the venue, it was rated just 1 out of 5. However, the inspector said the owners were unable to provide paperwork demonstrating how the restaurant keeps track of its food safety measures. They also judged the restaurant's cleaning, sanitation and maintenance as poor. Mr. Sori Cookson added, we have to hold our hands up to not being able to provide the inspector with all the appropriate paperwork on the day of inspection due to our offices being packed up and in the process of moving. Unfortunately, the inspection came just as we embark on a major refurbishment of our kitchen. Had the inspector come a month later, many of the issues outlined in the structure and cleaning section of the report would already have been resolved.
Norfolk has lost almost one in five of its pubs since 2010, the equivalent of a closure every month for the past 7 years. Figures from the Office for National Statistics, ONS, reveal 145 public houses and bars across the county shut between 2010 and 2017. Of those, 45 disappeared in the 12 months between 2016 and 2017. It means there are now 660 pubs and bars in the county, compared to 805 in 2010. Some landlords claim a change in drinking culture, and lack of support from the community is to blame for the closures. Others have pointed the finger at the taxman, complaining about the duty on beer, VAT levels, and the cost of business rates. Richard Dixon from the Norwich and Norfolk branch of the Campaign for Real Ale said the figures were worrying. He said, "A pub has to make money to be viable, and the trouble is the high amount of tax publicans have to pay compared to supermarkets. The other big problem is getting people to visit." Mr. Dixon, who is Camera's pub protection officer, said landlords need to be innovative to attract customers. Pubs and bars in Norwich have seen the biggest decline since 2010, with 30 closing in 7 years. It was once said the fine city had a pub for every day of the year, but ONS figures show just 110 existed in 2017.
Norfolk's largest brewer has launched two new seasonal beers for the summer. Woodford's is inviting beer lovers to try its new summer beers, Vault and Red Admiral. Vault 4.5% AVB is made using American hops, offering citrus, floral and pine scents, and has been described by the brewery as the most aromatic brew to date, while Red Admiral, a 4% ABV red rye ale, offering drinkers a combination of spicy fruit and lightly malted hops, creating a mixture of sweet and bitter tastes. Both beers have received a positive reception since being debuted at the Royal Norfolk Show in June. A spokesman said, "We are really excited by both of these seasonal brews, particularly as they are very different to anything we have done in the recent past. We hope everybody who tries them enjoys every sip." The two beers are available until mid-September.
The second feature this week brings us up to date with a new outreach service that seeks out the rough sleepers who live in the nooks and crannies of Norwich.